In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Allah has certainly heard the speech of her who pleads with you about her husband and complains to Allah. Allah hears the conversation between the two of you. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. As for those of you who repudiate their wives by zihar, they are not their mothers. Their mothers are only those who bore them, and indeed they utter an outrageous utterance and a lie. Indeed, Allah is all-excusing, all-forgiving. Those who repudiate their wives by zihar and then retract what they have said shall set free a slave before they may touch each other. This you are advised to carry out, and Allah is well aware of what you do. He who cannot afford to free a slave shall fast for 2 successive months before they may touch each other. If he cannot do so, he shall feed 60 needy persons. This, that you may have faith in Allah and His Apostle. These are Allah's bounds, and there is a painful punishment for the faithless. Indeed, those who oppose Allah and His Apostle will be subdued, just as were subdued those before them. We have certainly sent down manifest signs, and there is a humiliating punishment for the faithless. The day when Allah will raise them all together, He will inform them about what they have done. Allah has kept account of it while they forgot it, and Allah is witness to all things. Have you not regarded that Allah knows whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth? There is no secret talk among 3, but He is their 4th companion, nor among 5, but He is their 6th, nor less than that, nor more. But He is with them wherever they may be. Then He will inform them about what they have done on the day of resurrection. Indeed, Allah has knowledge of all things. Have you not regarded those who were forbidden from secret talks, but again resumed what they had been forbidden from, and hold secret talks imbued with sin and transgression and disobedience to the Apostle? And when they come to you, they greet you with that with which Allah never greeted you. And they say to themselves, "Why does not Allah punish us for what we say? Let hell suffice them. They shall enter it, and it is an evil destination." O you who have faith, when you talk secretly, do not hold secret talks imbued with sin and aggression and disobedience to the Apostle, but talk secretly in a spirit of piety and God-fearing, and be wary of Allah, toward whom you will be mustered. Indeed, malicious secret talks are from Satan, that he may upset the faithful, but he cannot harm them in any way except by Allah's leave, and in Allah let all the faithful put their trust. O you who have faith, when you are told, "Make room in sittings," then do make room. Allah will make room for you. And when you are told, "Rise up," do rise up. Allah will raise those of you who have faith and those who have been given knowledge and rank. And Allah is well aware of what you do. O you who have faith, when you talk secretly to the Apostle, offer a charity before your secret talk. That is better for you and purer. But if you cannot afford to make the offering, then Allah is indeed all-forgiving, all-merciful. Were you apprehensive of offering charities before your secret talks? So as you did not do it, and Allah was clement to you, maintain the prayer and pay the zakat, and obey Allah and His Apostle, and Allah is well aware of what you do. Have you not regarded those who befriend a people at whom Allah is wrathful? They neither belong to you nor to them, and they swear false oaths that they are with you and they know. Allah has prepared a severe punishment for them. Evil indeed is what they used to do. They make a shield of their oaths and bar people from the way of Allah, so there is a humiliating punishment for them. Their possessions and children will not avail them in any way against Allah. They shall be the inmates of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. The day when Allah will raise them all together, they will swear to Him, just like they swear to you now, supposing that they stand on something. Look, they are indeed liars. Satan has prevailed upon them, so he has caused them to forget the remembrance of Allah. They are Satan's confederates. Look, indeed it is Satan's confederates who are the losers. Indeed, those who oppose Allah and His Apostle, they will be among the most abased. Allah has ordained, "I shall surely prevail, I and my apostles." Indeed, Allah is all-strong, almighty. You will not find a people believing in Allah and the Last Day endearing those who oppose Allah and His Apostle, even though they were their own parents or children or brothers or kinsfolk. For such He has written faith into their hearts and strengthened them with a spirit from Him. He will admit them into gardens with streams running in them, to remain in them forever. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. They are Allah's confederates. Look, the confederates of Allah are indeed felicitous.